Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everyone. He just said the words.
Yeah.
Just, okay. Don't make him happy. It just takes a second. It's got that stupid thing on the front.
You made it.
I know!
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
So.
And so let's get teed off with T-Hack.
Oh, man, he's real teed off today.
You coffee drinkers are out of control.
You ought to have done this before.
No. You're teed off at coffee drinkers.
Let me give you a little backstory here, okay. All right? So my wife drinks coffee, so we got a Keurig, one with the pod. Is that what they're called? The little pods where you put the little cup in?
K-cups.
Shh. Us coffee drinkers don't have to give you any information.
Okay.
You know what? He's right.
Yeah.
Then I'll just get it.
I don't know what they're called. I don't know.
Okay, the K-cups. Thank you, Erica.
Sorry, man.
Whose team are you on?
I don't know.
So we had the most basic one, and it was like the best upgrade ever, because you could get all the different flavors, and she could make a cup of whatever, and just one cup, and that's perfect. Then she decided, well, actually, I want the milk frother, and they make a Keurig with the K-cups. I feel like I'm speaking a different language. The Keurig with the K-cups with the milk frother. It's like a bigger one. So we said, okay, we'll upgrade to that one. We'll put that one in the kitchen. We'll move the old Keurig down to the basement. So when people, like guests come, they stay in the basement. They have a little, they can make a cup of coffee. Okay? So now we have two coffee makers.
You have not said anything to be angry about. In my world travels of like manifestation and abundance attitude, you should be grateful that you have two coffee makers. Yeah.
And those K-cups also have hot chocolate and cider, both of which I know Hack enjoys.
Mm-hmm. I do like the hot chocolate, although my wife makes it with milk on the stove, and that's much better than the K-cup.
But
you are right, they do make them, and I do like that.
You like the milk stove hot chocolate? Because then it's that weird little like...
No, but you can get... You can. There's.
It gets that rubbery thing on
no,
it.
No, but like, it gets thick and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
really.
I've had an apple cider, like a hot apple cider K cup too. That's pretty good. You put a little caramel in the cup. You pour it, that's good.
Yeah.
May I walk?
But that's not coffee.
May I walk the coffee drinkers in the room through a fun little fact?
Yeah, sure.
His coffee machine with the frother. You just milk froth and dump that onto the powder. That's the best hot chocolate you're ever gonna have because it's like. It's like this.
Yeah, no, I want the thick, creamy hot chocolate.
Yeah, I want the chocolate to kind of like boil down a little.
Yeah.
You don't put the chocolate in until you just put the milk. The chocolate's not in the pan.
I haven't made hot chocolate in years.
No, you use like
hot milk and then you dump it over the Swiss Miss or whatever.
No.
You want like chunks of chocolate melted into the milk.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're taking a chocolate bar?
A bar.
That's psychotic.
It's so good. And there's other stuff too. You can add like a little bit of vanilla.
Cinnamon.
So good.
No. Okay, that's wrong.
That does.
Now I'm in a fight with two people in the room.
Okay.
You're okay right now, but you were
sorry for telling him that.
Okay, so we're up to two coffee makers in the house. We recently had some guests come and stay. I came home and saw a Mr. Coffee pot, a coffee maker, just a Mr. Coffee, like a pot. Like you'd see in an office.
Okay, you saw this on your doorstep, in the house.
No, in the kitchen. So now, let's see. One, two. Now we're up to three coffee pots, coffee makers, things that make coffee. Because this, apparently, when we have guests, well, we can't use the K-cups because you insane coffee people are drinking so much coffee
okay.
that it just... the K-cups can't handle it. We can't just make one cup at a time. We got to start making whole pots of it. And then my wife's telling me, well, and we can get all the different roasts. So we are up to 3 coffee makers in my house. And let me do a quick count of the number of people in my house who drink coffee. Not my son and daughter, not me. So that would just be one person who drinks coffee, but 3 coffee makers.
So she didn't get the pot. So that gets...
That's still a
coffee. Oh, no. She got the pot.
Oh, you said that the guest brought it.
My wife got the pot in anticipation of guests.
Okay, okay.
Because the guests just want to walk by and grab... If they're from the generation who goes like, another cup, they want to... They're those people. They don't want to stand there. They can't be bothered with flipping open the Keurig, putting another K-cup in.
I will say I don't like Keurigs. I don't like the taste of them. I'd prefer just to have the pot.
I have never in my life had a pot in my home.
Really?
My parents were not coffee drinkers growing up, and now I am a Nespresso girl or ice cream.
But with Nespresso, do you do the different beans and stuff?
Nespresso is exactly like a K-cup, except the pods are mini smaller.
Okay. They're a sphere.
Oh. Okay.
A half circle.
So that's what AHAC's trying to convince me. Like, oh, the different roasts and the different, you know, it's so much. And actually, we're going to save money because if you break it down per K cup and they're going to drink so many cups, it's just cheaper to buy another machine. Doesn't feel like we're saving money.
Do you understand that who do you think you're mad at?
Everyone who just relax with the coffee, okay? Relax. It's hot water.
Like, it's not.
Drink regular water first. Drink a lemon water or something. Why is it first thing in the morning? If I was like, you know what? I'm going somewhere to visit.
Oh, Matty is.
And they have cans of Mountain Dew, but I drink bottles of Mountain Dew. Do you know how pretentious that would be of me to say? Well, I drink so much Mountain Dew, it's just not going to be enough. So I need bottles. I need 2 liters.
I'm with him a little on that, because why do we really have to get new appliances for our guests?
You don't.
No.
So what if the guests are family members and they prefer things a certain way?
We will walk and get coffee somewhere.
Yeah, but do you think you can make 2 K-cups at a time.
Do you think? No, you can't. You can only make one at a time.
There's 2 machines. What is the basement?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.